Good morning. If you could turn to page 34 in the gold prayer book, or the first page of text in the white binder, and we'll start with the Shakyamuni Buddha mantra. Tayata Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha Tayata Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha Tayata Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha. And now Medicine Buddha stanza and the mantra seven times. Bhagawan, with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, Lapis Light. Jayata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Bekanse Radha Samudgate Soha. Jayata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Bekanse Radha Samudgate Soha. Jayata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Bekanse Raja Samudgate Soha Jayata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Bekanse Raja Samudgate Soha Jayata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Bekanse Raja Samudgate Soha Teyata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Bekanse Raja Samudgate Soha Teyata Om Bekanse Bekanse Maha Bekanse Bekanse Raja Samudgate Soha. And now the Four Immeasurables in English. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. And now if you'll turn the page, and at the bottom of page 37, we'll chant Chen Rezig's mantra 8 times and Green Tara's mantra 7 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re Soha. 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 And now the children may go to their classes.
Oh, that's quick. Good morning. Grown up. Through power of meditation, grown up. But cannot sit still. So that's why hanging here. Oh, now it's not able to sit here. Oh, yeah. Oh. Sorry, it has to look down. And, do you mind to take maybe a moment to introduce to yourself each other, please? So, Domasa, can you read this question, please, loudly? We've been sitting here last week, since last week.
How can I reconcile the individual selfish goal of working for my own enlightenment with the idea of working to help all sentient beings?
What is it?
You can't save someone from drowning if you don't know how to swim. So you need to learn how to swim yourself before you can help others.
Very
you have
good.
To learn the Dharma yourself before you can help others.
Yeah. That's very good. Yeah, that's very good answer, yeah. Anybody else want to contribute, please? No pressure, no pressure. So. I'm not playing hooky. Selfish, does selfish has negative connotations?
Yes.
Yeah, but I think it depends, you know, like so one text said, you know, Jigsola Tawa, Sanjay doing those. They, of course, you know, they so much has been said about selfish attitude. When it comes down on practicing bodhicitta, the selfish does not get a whole lot of praise. But one master said, selfish is the central pillar of enlightenment. What do you say? No selfish, just imagine without selfish, what life is going to be looks like. Do you do anything? Do you do anything? Am I making sense?
Yeah.
Because of selfish, we do things, right? Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
It's all driven by self-interest. Enlightenment, moksha, liberation, good life, happy life, flexible life, everything driven by the self-interest. There's no interest into self. If there's no self-interest, nothing could happen. Nothing will happen. Therefore, not many, but one particular Lama said, "The selfish is the central pillars of enlightenment." Jigsola Tawa, Sanjay Dong, something to think about. You know. Well, how many self we have? Selfish that get blamed, all the blames. When we do good things, who get praise? Ego or selfish or something else, somebody else. Sounds like there's many selves. How many selves we have? When things go down, we blame on ego, right? Ego? That's a poor guy. So then which one is the good guy now? Then of course life gets complicated, because taking care of oneself is hard enough. So now taking care of two self, that's more difficult. So that's, you know, like selfish, like so that His Holiness distinguished, you know, wise, smart, selfish, or, you know, like as a not smart, selfish, could be distinguished. You know. One day just think about yourself. So enlightenment, working for enlightenment, you need altruistic attitude. Without altruistic attitude, you cannot reach in fully enlightenment. Is that correct? Technically. You know, you have to have universal compassion. That's the base. That's the base for bodhicitta. Without bodhicitta, there will be no full enlightenment. You know, so bodhicitta is, fully enlightenment is the product, byproduct of bodhicitta. Bodhicitta is the result of universal compassion. Then loving love, or chamba. When you think about the four immeasurable thoughts, when you summarize four immeasurable thoughts, that comes down on the universal compassion. So that's the essence of four immeasurable practice, universal compassion. Universal compassion, love, pure love. Is very much produced by recalling the kindness of others. So otherwise, what is the main cause for pure love? What is the main cause of pure love? So just think about. I'm not asking you to believe. I'm just explaining what's been explained in the textbook. You need to think about, okay? You need to think about, not just think. And you need to think, and like you need to analyze, like when you buy pure gold, you cut them, make sure there's no anything mixed. You don't just say, oh, this is pure gold, okay, very good. When you went home, turns out there's like piece of like metal, gold polish. That's your mistake, because you just believe right away. So in Buddhism, you don't do that. Somebody says, oh, this is pure gold. Yeah, you, for whatever ways that you can use to find out, make sure this is pure gold. If you need to cut, you need to cut. Even the person who's saving you that gold, hey, don't cut. You don't, listen, you need to cut. Or you need to rub on a harsh, rough surface. Make sure there's no tiny mixed. And you can probably burn. Such that way. So that's the way to find whether this piece of metal is pure gold or not. So you go to test, you cut, you burn, you rub. Then that's the way to find there's no any mixed. So that's the way to find the pure gold. Similarly, whatever has been said in all these books, you need to analyze. So you read, and you think deep. Then when you reach to the aha moment, then you accept. You don't accept, rather. That's why the monastery we debate. Okay? So according to the teachings, the pure loves, you know, develop by based on recalling the kindness of others. So that now, you know, first need to understand about this life. Recalling the kindness does not word-wise, this is kind of short, but there's deep meanings. Even in this life, your very survival is very much based on kindness of others. Without kindness of others, we will be not here. No, we don't come to this world like this. We come into this world, even you cannot clean your nose, cannot get rid of the flies that land on your face, that's how we born. The slow we grow up, then we become like this. Not like right from the birth, we are like this, very active. even just this life, there's so much kindness to be recalled that produced by, generally speaking, produced by one's own parents. So now the question is, that will not help you to develop universal love and compassion. You need more. So now what we should do, according to teaching, what we should do or what we're supposed to do, if we are agree, or that's the way to develop, really reach, expand my love, my compassion towards all breathing living beings. How I can do that? First, you have to focus on this life. This is the first time you become breathing living beings? Questions. This is the first time you become breathing living beings? Or before that you are just some piece of rock on the Black Mountains? Black Mountain? Or Grandfather Mountain? Not Black, sorry, Grandfather Mountain. So there's something to need to figure it out. Something needs to be figured out. So then need to look around. Are you experiencing all kind of complications, physically, mentally? Are you looking for happiness every single second? Many questions need to ask. Are you experiencing a lot of complications, ups and downs? Yes. Are you seeking happiness every single second? Yes. Are you trying to avoid slightest difficulties every single second? Yes. Now look around. Everybody doing the same thing. Everybody. Men, women, believer, not believer, Buddhist, non-Buddhist, Christian, non-Christian, atheist, everybody doing the same thing. Your pet, cat, dog, everybody doing the same things. Now you realize we are all in the same boat. You realize we are on the same boat. So if somebody is not looking for, if somebody is trying to avoid slightest difficulties, if you cause difficulties, will that person will be happy? Probably not. If somebody is doing that to you, will you be happy? No. So what will you do in order to be happy? Cause more happiness. Cause happiness in other people's lives. Brings your happiness begin. So therefore, cherishing others is the door to all the happiness. Makes sense? It makes sense. Destroying others, that's not the door to happiness. If somebody says, oh, you look so good, do you like that or no? Do we like that? Yeah. You say the same thing to others, they will like that too. Doesn't matter, they are Buddhist, not Buddhist, they like that. So the recalling the kindness, so that you know, like, in order to expand your love, your compassion towards all breathing living beings, so that requires deeper knowledge, deeper understanding of about your life that you, very life there is now you're living. You need to understand that. Is this the first time I become breathing living beings? When my breath ceases, will I become like nothing? If you think you become nothing, that might not going to be true time of death. You have some experience indicates, you know, something will go on. So then it's kind of late. So this is the question they need to ask. Okay. So you could probably according to His Holiness Dalai Lama, selfish can be you can differentiate, you know, wise selfish means walking for happiness, for walking for happiness for all living beings. There's a wise, selfish, we can, yeah, we like to label things, right? We like to, so we label that wise selfish. So we label the selfish that, you know, just think about yourself, you know, or my way, highway attitude. So that, but the bottom line, so that's about the question. So sorry, so has to end, needs to say something about this. So last Sunday, what we discussed? Last Sunday, what we discussed? What I said. So now this is time to summarize. Okay. I've been reading one text, you know. So there's so many texts I haven't read. In Tibetan, there are so many texts. Even though I spent like almost 3 decades in the monastery, there are so many texts I haven't read. So I've been reading slowly, slowly here. I'm kind of lazy, you know. Really, I'm lazy. Yeah. So believe me, please. I beg you, believe me. I'm lazy. Yeah. Yeah, so I am lazy. So I read here there a little bit slowly sometimes. You know? I've been reading this one text, I found out this, you know, so I've been actually, because I teach, I've been teaching 6 professions in the Wednesday night class. So then, in order to, I want the, all the people who come to Wednesday night class, I want to learn them, I want to have them knowledge about 6 professions much as possible. Therefore, I read different texts. So I've been reading one of those texts. And I've been reading that the last profession of, you know, profession of wisdoms. So I've been reading that. So then I found this. This is called method to go beyond. Probably I just made it up, sorry. This is the one I just made it up. The first line. Same, but I made it up based on the statement. You know, everything has two natures, you know. It's like coin has 2 sides. It's not like 2 different coins. It's 1 coin. If you start to see there's 2 different coins, there's problems. It's not 2 different coins, it is 1 coin, 2 sides. That's what it has to know. Conventional, ultimate. Conventional reality and ultimate reality. Or you could say true truth. What is a conventional reality or everything that we experience? Self, of course. Then all the appearances. Everything we experience every single day. These are all happening based on conventional realities. So then the first line, I just made it up, method to go beyond conventional reality. So I just, that one I just made it up, the text didn't say that, but I just made it up. So I have to admit, so if you read the text, then you will not find that in order to prevent the blame down the road. So the rest is in the book. So this has been translated by Chukila, probably she's watching on online. So don't think about things. Maybe you should read, probably better English. Maybe I'll make people more confused. Please think that this is a serious thing. This is not just entertainment. This is a serious thing. This is not entertainment. Then when you see that, then it becomes huge entertainment. When you go beyond conventional reality, that's the biggest entertainment you will ever experience.
Don't think about the things that you are thinking about.
But understand? samcha samba michashin samcha samba michashin ha tene yeah this the first one
don't think that you are not thinking about the thing that you are thinking about
so this is not I didn't make this up I can show you the book you can read it's already said the person who said is no longer here is gone long before it's gone then samja samba mishaji misambaya misambaya as a misambaya sambi misambaya sambi chas no whenever I found interesting word I memorized them so then I not frequently but you know once the blue moon I think about them that's why I'm saying I'm lazy
somebody asked me to repeat the second one
yeah please yeah
Don't think that you are not thinking about the thing that you are thinking about.
And so now third one.
Don't think about either one of them.
Then the last one.
Don't think about either one of them.
Then after that. Finish?
That's all that's on here.
Oh, something is it. Then if you can do that, so then you see ultimate realities. Make sense now? Now, how you sums up that? What is the summary? You cannot say, don't think. What's the best now? Now we all have responsibility. There's a statement written by a Lama no longer here on this planet. It's gone long before. What is the summary? If you tell somebody, don't think, of course they will think. Same like if you tell somebody, don't think about pink elephant, they will think about it. They will think about pink elephant. Right? So maybe it's not wise now world changing, environment changing, you know, so like when the Lama said that, that's probably like a long time ago, there's no not many distractions been around. So this is very interesting. You could say in negative way, don't, or you can say in positive way, do think about, or still don't think about. So then, you know, last Sunday we also have some discussions like when we talk about sky, we always point up there. Namgazu. Is it possible to think about space? Is it possible to think about space? Is it possible to focus on space? How you focus on space? Maybe think about space or focus, first, in order to focus, first we need to think. If we cannot think, we cannot focus, we have to think. So somebody say, okay, next, just relax, pause, next 2 minutes, think about space. What are you going to do? How we think about space? Can somebody explain how we think about space?
I have two ideas for that. There's two meditations that we use in the both the Buddhism in a Nutshell class and the Meditation 101 class. Mm. And one is mind like the sky, and one is mind like the ocean. And I found both of those to be helpful to me with this. Mm. I think somebody mentioned them last week, where you think about, for instance, mind like the ocean, you think about your thoughts like fish. Okay, so those are the fish. And then to become more like the water in between the fish, because we don't really see, when you look at an aquarium, you're not really looking at that space or that water. You're watching the things in it. And so to make your mind like the water, make your mind like the ocean, it gives that expanse where all of a sudden it feels not so constricted when we're thinking about that fish or that thought. So that helps me to open up and think about the space. I use the water, just that visualization. Same thing like the sky with the clouds being the thoughts. And if you focus on not the clouds or not the thoughts, but just being that open space, that's been helpful to me. And then Steep, Stephanie Smith, one time in her meditation class, used the analogy of when we were doing the breathing meditation, it was the space in between the breaths. It was that space that all of a sudden, that quiet time in between, because we tend to just kind of rise and go with our thoughts, and she just said it's that moment in between where the space is. And I found both of those very helpful, just in my thinking about opening up and thinking about space and just being that free, not the thing, but that a little bit more freedom. It's an analogy that works for me.
Mm. Anybody else want to say? Yeah, please, Marie.
I'm always afraid I'll say something stupid, but I'm going to say it anyway.
No, need to worry.
I'm easily confused. So when I try to not think about thinking about not thinking about thinking, my wife helps me so much. She uses this often. When I'm thinking about not thinking about thinking, and I think I should think about the ocean, I should think about space, my wife has a one-word thing that it helps me so much. She says, stop.
Yeah, according to Buddhism, that confusion, that's the one causing all these complications, all the problems that's causing. So, in Sanskrit, the word for ultimate truth is like shunyata. Shunyata. That sounds much better or much fancier. When you say it in English, emptiness, that doesn't really make sense, right? You could say emptiness, you could say suchness. All of that, you know, the reason I'm saying doesn't much sense because you are English speaking people telling me or those words. That doesn't have positive meaning. But shunyata has to have positive meaning. So, is it possible? Is it possible to focus on something that's beyond word, descriptions, thought? Is it possible to focus on something that's beyond word, beyond descriptions, beyond thought? Is it possible? Space is beyond word, beyond descriptions, beyond thought, or is, you can explain with word, space. Can you explain space with word? Can you describe the space? So that's the fundamental question. It is possible us to focus something that's beyond word, beyond descriptions, beyond thought. So maybe what this is saying is just pause. Probably, what do you think? What is saying? What this statement is saying? Don't think or think about thing you are thinking, or something much better in Tibetan. Someone will judge you. Much better in Tibetan. Bottom line, pause. Think about what I just said, beyond descriptions, beyond word, beyond thought. How we do that? Everything's happening. Everything's kind of like bubbling around us is because of thought, because of word, because of descriptions, labels. Is it possible to go beyond that? So now we can talk about true nature of mind, what that looks like. Can you explain? Or something that can you experience? Or is it just myth? Mind, probably we all agree, has no color, no shape. That means hard to describe with word. How you can describe? If there's no shape, no color, how you can describe? You can't make PowerPoint, right? So how you describe? So now you can't describe. It's beyond word. Now you say beyond thought. Now the question is, can we experience that? Can we experience? Emptiness like space, what they really mean. Meditative equipoise means deep thinking. What are you thinking? Thinking about something. What it looks like? It looks like space. What it's called? It's called shunyata. It's called ultimate reality. Can you explain? No, you can't explain. It's beyond word. Can you describe? You can't describe exactly the way you experience. You can't describe. It's impossible. But you are not seeing any conventional reality. You are not seeing any conventional reality at all. But you are seeing something. Something. So maybe that's my summary. I just explained the word, statement. So just pause and what goes through your mind when you say, don't think.
Don't think about the thing that you are thinking about.
This word could be guided meditation. You could just say, Samjasambha meditation. It's not just one thing. The things that we think about daily basis is not just one thing. That's easy. If it's just one thing, it's easy, you know. Or don't think of prayer well. That's not relatively easy. Or you can think about book, or maybe you can distract from that. You describe, you have word to say. What you're thinking about, you have tons of words to say. Not all of them is positive, you know. You have tons of things to say. Verbally, you can probably say. Visually, you can describe, you can draw, you can do all kinds of things. What happens if you don't think about those things? The mind is not going to stop. Don't worry. Don't worry that your mind is going to stop. Your mind is not going to stop. Don't worry that, you know, if you don't think about this object, your mind is not going to stop. But your mind will be very active. Also, you need to help me. I don't think that refers to a particular object. Otherwise, how you can say the word, how you can say it. That's all you can say. Samjasamamijajin. Don't think a thing, that's all you can say. In the word. What else, how else you say? How else you say? So think doesn't refer to a particular object. It refers to the thing that we think about daily basis. Samjasamamijajin, didn't it? The second one. Am I boring you? No, I'm trying to get help. I'm hoping you'll get some help from the statement not composed by me. It's by the Lama, it's all gone long before. Samjasamamijajin. There could be guided meditation. You can just repeat the word and guide yourself into the ultimate, you know, what it's trying to say, Samjasamamijajin. Oh. Did it? Second one?
Don't think that you are not thinking about the thing that you are thinking about.
Oh, yeah. Nizamaya masamos. So basically experience something that's beyond word, beyond description, beyond thought. Try to experience that. Then everything, if you're thinking about something with color shade, that becomes distraction. It's not good. So there's some tests you see, you know, when you come to Tara Puja, you see self, all the appearances, nature of something, nature of empty. It's not just empty, it's saying something very important. You know, what happens if you can reach, if you can get glimpse of that? What happens when you come out of that? How your perception is going to be changed. Yeah. It's going to be changed dramatically. Dramatically? Oh. Experiencing ultimate truth, which looks like space, experiencing death, when you are in deep meditation, that's what you experience. Jado jumata bhi tenjis. Then after that you have this, you know, like not just mindful but strong concentrations. When you come out of that, jado jumata bhi tenjis. So then your perception dramatically change. Why is it dramatically change? Because you see everything is like illusions. Like dream. Before everything solid, absolute, very serious, nothing serious now, including death. Everything is like illusions. Illusions are something that you see, something that you see, what you see is not what it was. What you see is not what it is. It's trick. Are you having fun? Yes, of course I'm having fun. Even that's based on illusion, yeah, I'm enjoying very much. Nobody's going crazy, everybody's kind of having a good time. There's nothing wrong. But fundamentally, that's not what's happening. Magicians knows it's trick. People in the audience, they don't know it's trick. There's a difference between magicians and the audience. Magicians knows. Magician does not believe what he's creating. It's trick. Audience, people, they not just see, not just having fun, but they believe what they see. That's the problem. That's the problem. People who are experiencing something beyond word, beyond description, beyond thought, do they see? Do they drink tea? Of course they drink tea. Doesn't mean, oh, you are going to stop drinking tea. No, you are still drinking tea. No? But what they see, now they become more like magicians. They don't believe what they see. Same time, yeah, do they enjoy? Probably they enjoy. So do you understand? There's a difference between audience and magicians. Do magicians see their trick? Yeah, of course they see their trick. Do they believe? They don't believe. How about some people in the audience? Do they believe? Do they see a trick? Yes. Do they believe? They believe. That is the problem. So now my whole point, you know, all my friends here, what I'm trying to say, like, this is the most powerful meditation. Because when you meditate on that, you are trying to shook. You are trying to shake the root of all the problems, not just cutting here, a little bit here, there. No, you are trying to shake the root of all the problems. You are trying to shake and not eventually cut. Well, yes, yeah. No, so in the very beginning, we become naturally, biologically, we become attached to I, right? Tambungashi Dala Shinjuchis, one of the Nalanda masters, said, very beginning you become attached to yourself. Then from there, then you say, my body, my family, my children, my culture, my tradition, my religion, my country. So there are so many things happen. Fundamental questions. What is self? Do we have any clue? Things that we feel so attached, do we have any clue? What is self? That question has been raised according to the ancient Asian philosophy. So much books have been written about that. So much research has been done. Who is experiencing pain? Who is experiencing that? Oh, what is self? What will you say if somebody say, I am my body? What do you say? Do you believe? What kind of argument you bring up? What kind of argument you raise if somebody say, if Gishikele say, I'm my body? What do you say? If you defeat that through debate, so then I will say, I'm my mind. I'll switch my assertions. Then I'll say, I'm my mind. Then you maybe debate. Then if I lose that assertion, then I will say, I am my name. How you find the very self that we say all the time, Gijigele, oh, you are so look so good. Oh, I'm happy. Oh, you look terrible. I'm not happy. That self. Self. What is it? Did we ever thought about that? What is it? Maybe there is fundamental confusion, that you are confused. You are confused. The very object you become attached, you have no clear pictures. So, is it, what do you think is important to think about? Yeah, you say I all the time. You say all I've done. Ancient Asian philosophies spend so much time, invest so much energy, so much study has been done, so much books have been written on that. So we had pretty good debate in Wednesday night class. So they did defeat my assertions. I said, I'm my body, I lost that. So they defeated me pretty well. So also beginning I warned them, so you are not going to defeat me very easily because I've been debating 30 years, three decades, back in monastery. So they defeat that assertions. So they defeat, then I said, I'm my name, they defeat that too. So my mind, so I defeat that myself. Already somebody says, I'm my awareness. One gentleman said, I'm my awareness. So we have debates, so that, you know, like that assertion cannot maintain because counter argument is so strong. So that, so now, what is it? What is it? When you say I, what is it? When you say I'm not happy, what is it? Pinpoint. Can you find? Pinpoint. So that very notion of the self that we experience, maybe that's like iron cage. We are just trapped there. We are just trapped there. Trapped? We are just trapped in there, so need to get out. The very notion of self that we experience all the time, maybe that's like iron cage. Danzu, chakji tawa, buzutsus. Chakji tawa means iron cage. Buzutsu means remain inside there. Danzu chakji tawa, buzutsus. One of the Nalendra masters, you know. Enter into the middle way, Tesco, enter into middle way, composed by Chandrakirtis, one of the Indian masters, said that text mainly talk about beyond word, beyond discussion, beyond thought, shunyata. Main subject is shunyata. In that book, said Danzu Chajeta Vususus. So now that's very important. What do you think? Is it important to analyze or no? Or just go with that? Maybe it help. Don't react right away, just pause, analyze, pinpoint. Through that practice, you may experience something you cannot explain. There's nothing to show. If somebody asks, what do you see? You say, I see, I felt something. What do you felt? Explain. There's nothing to explain. Nothing to explain. Some text says set, some text said not seeing. Matongwani tongatambao. Not seeing is the best we have seen. Does it make sense? It sounds crazy. Not seeing is the best we have seen. That's not what we think. You can't say not seeing is the best way of seeing. That sounds more like not seeing. It doesn't sound like seeing. Yeah, that is actually the best way of seeing. Matomani tuatabas. Everything that we have been seeing or experiencing is very much a result of perceptions and projections. Perceptions, projections. Do we recognize how much we project? How much we project? Doesn't require much, you know, it's like tiny things. Tiny things change whole perception. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, you know, like even there's histories, 50 of this is very good history. Then maybe just just like one person is bad, or whole perception change. True? Is that true? Does it require much? It's something small. Whole perception around the whole perception of your world around you change immediately, like that. With few unguarded words, doesn't need thousands of them, only few. Change like whole your perceptions. Even the person that you felt so close, you call my dear friend, that whole process of dear friend finish like that. Tomorrow, the very person you label as the worst enemy. Because of perceptions. So, that's the techniques to go right to the root. So that's why sometimes they translate the English word fundamental confusions. What we are seeking? We are seeking freedom. That's all we are seeking. We are not seeking to be born in heaven. That's not the goal. According to Buddhists, that's not the goal. Heaven is not the goal. The goal is freedom. So we say to people, don't tell me what to do, I want freedom. Huh? Don't tell me what to do, I want freedom. That the very word is imprisoning you, yourself, the very word. That you say, I want freedom, don't tell me what to do. So that very word you said, that kind of like imprison, I say, imprison you. Oh, doesn't matter whatever you said, I want freedom. That makes sense. What do you think? Huh? Tell me that less, you don't mind. Or if somebody says, oh, you're so good, okay. Oh, you look horrible. Okay. If I have 1 pound, somebody say, oh, Gita, you have 2 pound. I'm not going to have 2 pound because I have 1 pound. Or somebody say, oh, you have like 50, I say, half of the pound. How do you say, half pound? Somebody say, oh, you have half pound. You're not going to be have half pound. You will be you have what you have. You have 1 pound. Doesn't matter. Somebody say, oh, you have 10 pound. You're not going to have 10 pound. If somebody says, oh, you have like half pound, you are not going to have half pound. I mean, it's not about what people say. You know, what people say. So then I think like eventually you become like rock. I'm not saying, not feeling rock, you know. So no matter how the strong of the wave is, when the wave hits rock, who wins? Can't move. You say, wave cannot move, you know. So, and all this is not like wild wave of people's actions is considered as a wild wave. People action is considered as a wild wave. We experience it all the time. It's not like smooth, it's like coming up and down, no. Then the new balloon hazardous, it's like wild wave. Action, thought, behind the actions, no, like that. So that's what we are seeking. We are seeking freedom. We are seeking freedom. So this is very important. We are not seeking, you can go to heaven, but there's no freedom. You know, so relatively better place, but it's not freedom. We are seeking freedom. So in order to seek freedoms, first you need to identify the true nature of self, not just self or the mind, all of that. So this is what I'm saying here, like it's all about, you know, ultimate truth, okay, ultimate truth. So this is one of the most powerful meditations. Even you spend 1 minute, just 1 minute. There's like spark. Spark? spark has ability to burn whole stack of, has a, what the farmer sells, they make grass. One spark is capable to burn all this, you know, like piles of hay. It's one spark, just one spark. That's the, like that. Once in a while, all my friends, very important, just sit. If you can remember this word, just guide yourself, just guided meditations. And see, is it possible to experience something like space? Space? So just try. If you can focus on that few seconds, you can focus on more seconds, right? Logically, it doesn't make sense. If you cannot focus, then you cannot focus, even 1 second. If you cannot focus, if you can focus 1 second, that second peak second can be expanded. Logically, it doesn't make sense, you know. If you can think about this, just this 1 second, yeah, that second can be expanded, but it requires some effort. So don't please hope that something will happen without effort. That's probably not going to happen. Even though I said, oh, that's going to happen, that's a lie. That's not good. No. So maybe once in a while, just, you know, sit. Or you could say, no, don't think that's... and mind will start to think something. So this book is very interesting. So slowly, slowly, I will share with you. Photo, I read, think, make sure I understand, have some idea. So then I read a little more, you know. 2 hours there, maybe here, there, you know, you don't need to sit down like hours, just here, there, just, you know, relax. Can be in the garden, beautiful garden, look there. So. Not seeing is the best way of seeing. That's something you think about. Matuwani, tuwatabas, and then same like that. So then with your help, you need to create how to help people. I don't know how to say because my English is not very good, you know. So distinguish between sky and space. How you can focus on space means no shape, no color. Minute you start to focus on some shape, there's no space. So maybe you can use that as a method to lead people to the highest day. When you lay down in the clear sky, what do you see? What do you see? In the park, when you lay down in the clear blue sky, what do you see? Huh? Do you see space? Is this space?
Yes.
You see?
Focusing on what's in between the object.
If I say I see space, what do you say? I see. What do you say? Huh? Yeah, if you say, do you see space? I say, yes, I see space. Here. I see. What do you say? You can't say, you don't see. That's not. I say, I see space. What do you say now? What's your argument? I see space. Here.
You don't see it, but you know it's there.
I see. Yes, I see. I see, I experience. Yes, I see. What do you say? I see.
Does it have color?
Huh?
Does it have color?
No.
Is it about awareness of space versus seeing the space?
Huh? I say I see because I experience. You say explain? Explain? My explanation is beyond word, beyond descriptions, beyond thought. What do you say now? There's no word. It's beyond word.
It's your
own this is you say you experience space? You experience, do you experience? Isn't it interesting that you experience something you don't see?
I think we can talk about it. We have a way to communicate the idea because of the analogy.
I think now we are making some progress here. I think so, yeah. You say you experience. You experience space?
Space is an absence of form.
You say you're aware. What do you say? Yeah, please say.
If you're aware.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
If you're aware of space and you're to describe it, you're only describing it and how it impacts you.
Oh.
So when you're saying that you're experiencing it, it's just what you. It's your experience. Your words. Are.
Right. So that's good that we are saying now, there's like a lot of disagreement. When I see space, you always say, no. So now you say that you are saying that, I experience. So now this is very good. You experience space? Do you experience space? Or you could say, are you aware of space? Yes? Oh, that's good. I think we are making some progress here. So you say you are aware of space. Do you experience space? I'm not going to ask you to explain. I'm not going to ask you to explain. So, what is it? Will this help? Will this help you? If you say I experience space, I'm aware of space. If you focus what you experience, will that help you?
Yes.
Good. Will that stop other thoughts?
Yes.
Then if you focus. If you are distracted, that means you are not focused. If you are not focused, so then, yeah. So this idea means daily basis. That means like daily basis. You know, some like short period of time. Yeah.
Okay. Check. 1, 2. There we go. So we have there's a term or concept, I guess it's, I don't even know if it's an Eastern or Western or English concept, but we talk about temporal and spatial awareness and how our body and when we move in time and space. So we use that concept to teach people how to move. Time and space. Yeah, so we use that to teach in movement. And so for me, at least, when I think about that concept and sort of like if I'm doing yoga, right, and I'm practicing and I'm thinking about where my body is in that space, I'm being very present and like everything else is sort of not thinking. I'm just thinking about the body. but I think in a way, a lot of times for, at least, I don't know, Westerners, that's kind of our concept when we think about space, is where is this physical body within space? You know, when I move my arm and I stretch it out, I notice that it's stretched out versus when it's close on my lap. That makes
sense. Makes sense, yeah, makes complete sense.
So I don't think that it, back to your last question, I don't think that it stops you from thinking, per se.
But if you are focused.
It, what, to be in focus of the space, experiencing the space and becoming aware of the space. If you're focused on that, I don't think it stops you from thinking as much.
No, not thinking, like thinking other things. Yeah, you can't stop thinking.
Okay, I was about to say, so that clarified, because I thought you were saying to stop thinking, and I was
that's impossible.
Because I think as those thoughts come into that space, they probably reinforce your focus that they are not the space. But they're not stopping to exist. It just reinforces your focus and not being distracted by them. That they are, that as they come in, they are not the space.
Make sense? So the point is, will that prevent us from different thought, other thought?
It could, but not if you're staying focused on the space. Right?
Yeah, for not paying attention, that's also a good thing. That also has positive benefits. So why this life right from the beginning, the minute you wake up, why this life become very complicated? Not because that your hand, one hand grow two and two, three, four, five, your head become four, five head. Not because of that. Because of thought. So my whole point is like, if we learn how to focus, how to pause, that we are aware of space, and we experience that, if we can learn how to remain there throughout the day, little bit, not like hour, long hours, that probably not going to happen. So little bit, you know, like when you have become like, head become full of thought, maybe that time, you know, just pause and experience. That you said that you are aware. You are aware of space. And you say you experience space. So then the question is how to help people to remain there or help people to focus on that. And that expansion is very much dependent on you. How we can help people to have to stay on that experience. What will help temporarily? Temporarily, you can guide saying this word. You can say that, you can guide a little bit. And then they will reach to the point that you can't use word. It's no longer beneficial. It becomes distractions. So like the whole point is how to help people.
Geshe-la? For me, I've noticed that I'm a tennis player, and I guess when I play tennis, I'm mostly ego-driven in winning, and I read a book that helped me realize this, and I don't play well because then emotions get the better of me, but it gave me a strategy to stay single-minded focus by focusing on the ball, not just watching the ball, because you're always aware of the ball, but just focusing on the seams of the ball. Even when the ball's hit at 100 miles an hour, when I focus on the seams of the ball, I'm aware of everything that around me, but my mind doesn't go anywhere else because it's preoccupied on just the ball, and everything seems to just slow down, and the ball seems to be coming slower. And so for me, it's just non-judgmentally focusing on one thing that helps me focus on everything that I need to in the moment.
Very good, wonderful, yeah. Very good, that's wonderful. Yeah, it will not stop. Everything will probably, all the thought perception will slow down. At the beginning, it's not going to just disappear like that, you know, takes time. So that's why every morning when we wake up, what makes life more complicated? Thought. Then you can say, it's not my thought, it is Gishi Sampo who's making a lot of noise, that's why I cannot sleep well. He's the one destroying all my happiness. When he go to vacations, same thing, no change. So now where to blame? No, no. This time he's in India. Nobody's in the house, just me. Are you 100% happy? No. No, there's nowhere to blame. So that's the, everyone is amazing. It's quite amazing. Never ends. Never ends. And we are doing, keep doing the same thing again, 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 again. Unbelievable.
I'd like to say something about space. As an amateur astronomer, I guess that I have certain ideas about space, which I think are very confusing to the discussion here. I mean, space is the vast location, say, between the Earth and the Moon, and human senses aren't very good at seeing anything out there. To us, if we try to look out there, we may say we see nothing, which, of course, is not actually true. That location, that distance, is filled with X-rays and cosmic rays and all kinds of things that human senses can't detect. But in the last 1,000 years, say, humans have built devices that can sense that. And so astronomers know that really there's a lot going on out there. I mean, we may say, well, on a day we're just lying on the ground looking at the sky. We just see some blueness and a few clouds floating by. But actually, of course, there's way more than that. So I think if we're talking about working with our minds, we're just talking about certain human concepts and what people can think about and feel and the human senses. And that's quite different than what we've learned about outer space, all the locations out from the Earth, which we know are filled with all kinds of planets and galaxies and asteroids and all kinds of things.
Mm. Very good.
I think there's also sometimes a difficulty when we talk about space, in that the word space means two different things. It can refer to that astronomical, everything out there beyond the Earth and the study of that and the stars and the planets and all that, but it also refers to just that concept of not form. Space is where there is not form. And so I think and what we're talking about is maybe not the astronomical space, but just empty space.
So I think when I think about space, you separate the experience from understanding. And if you keep trying to understand, you're trying to create an attachment. And if you create an attachment, you're again creating perception, and then you're back to square one. So it's almost like when you have experience in space, that's all there should be.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing to analyze.
Yes, nothing.
Just pause. Just so pause. Yeah. Then otherwise, yeah, you get it very well. If you analyze, you create perceptions. Yes. Then you go back to square one. You go back to square one.
Yeah, so I think the goal is to just not try to understand, just experience.
Yeah, just experience, pause. There's nothing to analyze. What are you analyzing? There's nothing to analyze. So that is how we can help people to not get there, like to have some ideas, you know, ideas. So it's hard to explain, yeah. So that's very good. Just pause, that's all. No, the minute you try to analyze, yeah, that creates perceptions. Then you're then you're back to square one. Yeah.
So I think we're using space sort of as a synonym for emptiness, and the way I understand emptiness is this. It's beyond attributes, like we kind of live a story every day of I'm a dude and I'm hungry, and so it's all about, so that for me, emptiness is beyond, or space is that place beyond attributes, beyond being able to describe it as blue or whatever. There's no words anymore, and it, I keep getting this image in my mind of when people were first exploring the world and they were trying to make maps and how distorted they were and how bad they were, and that's sort of, to me, is like how it is to try to describe space or emptiness. Mm-hmm. It's very distorted. Once you try to, instead of being in the space, when you try to say this is Canada or this is how big Canada is, it's that's when you distort it, and it's really hard to describe. Mm. And instead, changing the shape, and it's not accurate. Mm. So it's a difference between, like, the butterfly in my front yard doesn't know he's in Wake County. So that's, to me, it's emptiness is beyond attributes. If you, because we live our, we wake up in the morning and we're living a story full of attributes. You know, this thing is loud, I'm cold, and then being able to go beyond that and then not describing it.
Mm, very good. I think we are making good progress. What do you think?
Yeah.
I think so. Then once, like, every day, a little bit, every day, even just a few seconds, is worth it. Every day, a few seconds. Just try to get a glimpse of that. Nothing to analyze. When you experience that, just pause. That's all. So then that statement, don't think or think that you are thinking. Don't think that you are not thinking or thinking. So that you experience that. Basically, when that now the, it's here with the Dhamma Seed, if you want to copy, so the first line, I made it up, first line. So I thought that's the method to go beyond. So caught up with all the descriptions, words, language, all labels. That's why I said this first line, I just made up method to go beyond that. Go beyond something you don't need to experience, doesn't require explanations. You have to just experience that. Doesn't require analytical, pause there. If that brings you some kind of peace, tranquility or peace, so then, guys, it brings you some break, not necessarily peace or tranquility, but, you know, down the road probably, give you some break from this chain of thought that's kind of driving your life nuts. Some kind of break from there, you know, daily basis. So that word can be used as a guided meditation. Okay, you know? And then there's probably also add on that, the matoma, the poatamas. No seeing is the excellent way of seeing. Probably need to add that there. So so then if you want to copy that, so then you read, so then, you know, I will read slowly. As I said, I'm lazy, it takes a long time to, so I will probably read a little bit more, so then more I read, and I'm more happy to share with you, you know. You have very, very smart, so you understand. So then I think good, so even the time is over 7 minutes, but it's worth it because we did make some progress today. Yeah, okay, thank you very much, yeah. So then slowly I will also, you know, like through that experience, maybe there's something we can do, the physical problem that we have, maybe we can apply that idea. So there is text, I already read this text. Or this whole text is also how to meditate on emptiness and use that experience how to heal yourself. So maybe slowly I'll share with you. Okay, slowly.
Okay, we'll begin on page 246 with the dedication verses from Shantideva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled. with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. And then flip to the previous page and we'll say short long life prayers for His Holiness the Dalai Lama, Khyentse Rinpoche, and Lama Zopa Rinpoche. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatari, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And now seven green Tara mantras for the long, happy, healthy lives of our precious Geshe's, Geshe Gelug, and Geshe Sangpo. Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re Soha.
I have an announcement, just really quick. Okay, I have one, or well, two quick announcements, but mark your calendars. May 4th is our spring festival. Sorry. Well, it's our spring festival, but this is going to be our theme this time. So we're going to practice the art of detachment. Someone else's our trash is someone else's treasure and vice versa. So clean out your cabinets, under the bed, wherever you think you stash things that you haven't seen. Or if it doesn't give you joy, which we've all heard about one, bring it to the Kadampa Center on May 4th. We just ask that it is in working condition, as well as it's not too big to move. And we're going to have a chance that maybe somebody else in the Kadampa Center could use something that maybe we're no longer using, right? And so we're going to have a little junk soiree exchange. The other parents, as you know, you probably have a lot of toys around the house that maybe you're just not getting as used as they used to. So the same thing for the children is have them go through, and whatever toys don't bring them joy anymore, they can obviously hope to bring it to somebody else. So Saturday, May 4th, 1 to 4 p.m., I think we have a banner on our website for it. Yep, so you can go to our website. You do not. We will be sending it and getting it. We will be donating it to even. Yes. So that's another thing. Is the cool part is nobody takes it. No worries. We're going to work with an organization to have it donated. So yes. Yay. So the other one is. I hate to say I'm standing right in front of you. I apologize. This week we are launching our small social groups program. So I want to thank those who expressed interest in it. We have four groups. One is our outdoor activity group. So this is our folks that enjoy outdoor activities, whether it's hiking, walking outside, or kayaking, canoeing, whatever that may be.
We have our health and fitness group. We have our game night, movie night group. I know Jill's super pumped about that one. And then our spur of the moment group. So we have four groups. It's a small, intimate group, and it's very flexible how frequently they meet. I have reached out to group leaders, so they should be in contact with folks. If you did not get a chance to fill out that form, no worries, or you are interested in one of those four groups, I'm going to be hanging out over in the library area on this side with a big table. Just come find me, and we can get you set up with one or all the groups. Thank you, everyone.